What's up, everybody? It's Lex and Stacy with the Threesome Podcast, number 24.
I know. Look at us go.
Two dozen babes. And they said it wouldn't last.
I know. We showed them.
We damn sure did. And today we got a lot to talk about. You found some cool stuff.
I did.
I got a couple anecdotal things and some politics to go over. Because it's that time.
Yes.
Yeah. Just little update things and quick takes on that. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that. But other than that, one of the things that the boys enjoy on our show is Lex Versus.
And what is that?
That's basically altercations I've run into.
Not you.
And usually not started by me or even wanted to be finished by me, but I'm very Larry David-like when it comes to stuff I run into, inappropriate things, weird things. The other day was Girl Scout cookies.
Of course.
I hate the whole guilt process.
Yes.
Of the mom standing behind the little girls and the don't you disappoint my little girl thing, which I completely understand because I have a daughter. But on the same token, I was always understanding of people that didn't want to fuck with stuff. And thank God my kid never wanted to be a Girl Scout.
Right.
And I'll tell you, at age 17, she indeed is no Girl Scout. So, moving on. I Super Bowl Sunday, went and bought a bunch of junk food, and I'm on my way out. And lo and behold, there's the girls. First offering of the year of Girl Scout cookies, which I will tell you right now are irresistible to me.
So on Super Bowl Sunday, they were camped out at a store where one would buy junk food.
Not just at the store, but they let them in the store.
Really?
Yeah. So, it led me to believe right away that one of those hot soccer moms is fucking the manager. But that's just me.
That was just the scenario that toyed and frolicked through your mind.
As it, you know, all scenarios lead to fucking somehow.
Go figure.
Yeah, after all, I'm a dude. So, you know, we like fucking and we bring it into our thoughts any chance we get.
Right.
So, anyway... Three hot soccer moms, three cute little girls, and they say, want to buy some Girl Scout cookies, mister? I'm like, well, I don't have any cash on me. You can go over there and get a Starbucks, and they'll give you $20 cash. Lots of people have been doing it.
Oh, that would have been the, nope, you know what? Nope, 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 no, no, so, no, I'm not. Mm-mm.
So I went, yeah, I could do that. I said, girls, I will be honest with you. I've been doing the Go Cleanse diet, and this isn't on it, so I really don't want that temptation around the house. Well, you can just give us $20, and we won't give you any cookies. You just be making
Did
a donation.
Did they really say that?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a little 10-year-old. So I immediately went into my Dan Rather. And I went, how do I know that this isn't some sort of front for some nefarious underlying laundering type outfit?
Right.
And the girl's like looking at me with these wide eyes, and her mom goes, what'd you just ask her? I said,
if your mom likes to fuck.
I said, how do I know that this is legit? And she goes, it's the Girl Scouts. And I went, hey, that's how Al-Qaeda started. little goat herding boys on the side of the road. Next thing you know, they're taking down the Twin Towers. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's the same, but
it's
yes.
It's not even close to the same, but I'm just fucking with these people. So she goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I went, neither here or there. I'm probably going to buy some cookies, but I got to ask. What are you girls going to do about Washington and Colorado? They obviously have a huge edge on you. You're all in competition, right, for selling, you know, cookies? And the one little girl goes, why would they sell more than Texas does?
Oh, you didn't.
And I went, well, things go on in some states that don't happen in others. And in this instance, it's a little unfair what's going on in those other two because they have a lot more people that want your product. And the mom's going, you know what? We don't need you to buy any cookies. And I went,
you've officially become that guy.
And I went, come on, I'm just having a little fun here. Surely you have a better sense of humor than that. She goes, you're trying to teach my kid about marijuana. And I went, I was? I just thought people in those states ate a lot more stuff than the rest of them. I'm sorry.
She goes,
you know exactly what you were doing. And I went, yeah, I did. Can I buy some cookies? Since you sent me over to Starbucks to get $20, I can't ask a couple fun questions. She goes, are we on YouTube?
Really?
I went, do you know how unhip you sounded just asking me that? Of course you're on YouTube. So I bought three boxes of cookies, but gave them $20 for their troubles.
You know, I was a Girl Scout. I will admit it. I'm, you know, and I don't want to
Girl
bad
Scout now, are you? I bet you're having a cocktail and a smoke while we talk. Am I wrong?
I was having a cocktail until I had to come over to my mom's house.
Oh, who still thinks you're a Girl Scout?
Not her.
Your daughter's a whore. And she has shitty internet.
She had the door open for me, and I come walking in. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry this is happening. How are you? And I go, fucking CenturyLink.
Yep.
Okay, well, the computer's ready. You can just go in there.
It's nice to know I can talk to your mom interference-free. I think I'll start doing that. So, late at night, 3 a.m. So, tell me about Stacy.
You know, she was on the show once a long, long time ago.
I remember.
It was you called her and asked her about her breasts. And she totally went into, well, my breasts are perfect.
Yeah.
Making it thus a very horrific moment for me in my radio career.
Yeah. Especially knowing she was rubbing herself afterwards.
Oh, God, stop it.
Because that's just what I do to women. Even your mother. Put her on. Yeah. Let's really relive some old times.
No, she's not in this part of the house.
No, go to the
she's
other
not
part.
Here.
Go get her. I can wait.
No.
Yeah.
I think she was going to take a shower. So, yes,
tweak.
You do have that effect.
I want to tweak your mom.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, go get her.
Oh,
little payback
God.
For all the jokes you made about my naked mom pictures.
I never made jokes
yes,
about them.
Yes, you did.
I did
oh,
not.
You did so.
I respect your mother, and I loved your mother, and I thought it was excellent humor that she left those for you and your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care so much, but my sister's gasp was worth $1 million. Just when I threw them across the bed, hey, check these out. She goes, is that what I think it is? A cock? Yes.
Oh, was that those? I thought they were just pictures of your mom.
No, he was in there too.
Oh, then who was taking the photos?
I think they were selfie generated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought it was just like your mom in leather, lots and lots of leather.
Oh, it was. It was that, you know. She was laying back on the bed, spread eagle, and he was getting pictures of that. That was crazy. That was crazy.
I'm having another talk with my mom.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody needed to introduce my mom to the Brazilian.
Hey, she was old school.
She was.
Yeah, she was a child of the 50s.
I felt like I was in the 70s, except I was seeing a film from the 40s.
Was she a flapper?
I'm like, this is so bad, these should be in black and white.
This her is bush double was old. Done in the Betty Page.
My sister's like, you must destroy these. I went, oh, God, yes.
Well, no, what am I going to do? Send them out to magazines?
What am I going to do? Show them to my relatives? This is my last pictures of mom, as I remember.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah. You want something to jerk off to? Check this out.
The utter silence. Hey, you know there would be utter silence.
Hey, dude, that was my mom you just jerked off to.
And she's dead.
Anywho, we got off track here.
Anyway, well, I just wanted to say, with the Girl Scouts, this irritates me because I was a Girl Scout. My brother was a Boy Scout. And I can tell you, as a child, you know, when both of us were young, I would go to Girl Scouts and we would make crafts.
Yeah.
My brother would go to Boy Scouts and they would camp and they would rock climb and they would do all of this really fun, cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're getting badges for like home ec and stuff.
Right.
I mean, and not everything, but I mean, unfortunately, in the real world, you have a Girl Scout troop and you have a leader who is a very busy mom who is only doing this to make her daughter happy and doesn't have the time to do anything more than go buy some cookies for treats. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get that. I totally get that. So it's not the fault of the leaders or anything. So when it's like, hey, as opposed to let's go rock climbing, let's make some cookies, I felt really cheated in that regard. And now, as like, you know, the last several decades has gone by, all Girl Scout seems to be now is a cookie selling machine.
Right.
And yes, I do agree that like girls, it's important for young women to know how to run a business and stuff. But honestly, I don't see, other than, you know, you get your mom to go into the, you know, the factory, the assembly line with, you know, an order form and she can come out with 600 boxes of cookies sold.
Right.
I don't know how that's teaching a girl anything about business.
No, it used to be they had to buy the cookies and go sell them and get their money back and then give the extra money.
Right.
But I don't think that works like that anymore.
No. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, when you have that friend who has the daughter in Girl Scouts, or even if it's a band at school and they're selling candy or anything, it's like you feel obligated. And they know that you feel obligated, and so they're still going to hit you up with it, you know? And it's like, I really don't want a box of your damn cookies. I don't want cookies.
They're not even shy about it. They're like, you know what time of year it is? It's your period?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, just don't come at me with your kids' fundraising bullshit. I don't care. If I cared, I would have had kids of my own so I could go sell shit for them.
I used to start shit around the station because the very first person to ask me that had a daughter was Chris Kelly. God rest his soul.
Aww.
And I made a deal with him right away. I said, I will buy 10 boxes a year if I can use you as the person I got them from, and you have to tell everybody that comes to you that I bought cookies from you if I send them your way. He's like, he goes, deal. Yeah, no problem. So Chris covered my ass so I could tell everybody, other mom, every salesperson, whoever came to me, I just go, nah, Chris Kelly hit me already, sorry. And of course, being salespeople and sales chicks and hot skirts and everything, they were like, but you want to buy from me, too. I'm like, no, I really don't. How many fucking
Surely
cookies do I
one
need?
One more box of thin yeah. mints in you. Don't
none
you, Lex?
None of you
one more box.
None of you will sleep with me because I'm fat, so I'm not going to get fatter. No, we don't sleep with you because we work with you. I mean, yeah, well, I'm using the cookies as a reason. Because you're lying
Let
right
me have
now.
That.
Because you're lying right now. You're lying right now anyway. So there you go. I bought from the dude. Joke's on you. Yeah, so that was a Lex versus. And the other one I told
Lex
you
Lex versus
about.
The Girl Scouts.
And the other one I told you about.
Yes. That was scary. I'm glad that worked out okay for you.
It wasn't scary for me.
Well, it should have been a little bit. And I understand, like, you're old now, get off of my lawn, and you don't care about your mortality anymore because you're ancient and elderly, but you really should have been a little worried.
I wasn't, in the least.
There are still people that rely on you.
As a matter of fact, when I got done with him, I think he was worried. I think he saw I don't give a fuck in my eyes, and I think he was like, oh, fuck, I gotta get out of this gracefully. Just to refresh people, I since my marital woes and all that stuff, I by the time I got put through the ringer with the divorce and everything, I owed the IRS some money. So I was going down to set up a payment plan and all that stuff. They've been very cool, by the way. The IRS has been amazing. And helping
much
me.
More friendly than the Girl Scouts.
Yeah. I mean, much easier to deal with, actually. What does that say? And I went down there and saw an agent and set up a payment plan and all that. No big deal. But on the same token, I've never had any tax issues in my life at all. I've always paid my taxes. I've always been good at turning them in and all that stuff. And I got caught behind the eight ball and I don't know how to do a divorce. So, you know, I was keeping my kid riding and all that when I should have been putting money away for taxes. And, you know, I got behind and there you go. But they were like,
well,
no,
good.
They were like, no problem. We see this all the time. You've been a good taxpayer. So there's no reason for us to believe you will dart out on us tax wise. Let's set up a plan. It's all good. Bada bing, bada boom. And there you go. So I'm walking in there. I'm not happy about doing this. It was kind of a tough day for me. So I try to park my car by the federal building, but no go. So I have to park.
Now that's right in like downtown
right
Dallas.
Downtown, yeah. So okay. So I end up parking several blocks away and I'm in kind of an iffy area. You know, not many people walking around, not the nicest place in the world, but, you know, a half a block away from it getting a little more cosmopolitan and
where you can relax the sphincter a little
bit.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, where the people are eating lunch or sitting on a park bench or whatever the case is. But the place I was in was
at least there will be witnesses if something happens.
Yeah. So I go around the first corner. I mean, I'm just out of my car and there's a guy waiting on me. And he goes, how much money you got on you? I'm like, I'm going to the fucking IRS building. How much money do you think I have on me?
See, now for me, that would not have been my first choice. I would have just said, oh my God, please no.
Oh, I wasn't done. I went, how much money how much money you have on you? He goes, none. I went, sorry to hear that. And kept walking. He goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I turned around and went, what? I went, I got nothing more to say to you, dude. I don't have any fucking money. I don't have anything for you. You're not getting anything. Not without getting your ass beat. So what the fuck do you want? And there was like this.
Whereas I would have been like, you know, I've got herpes.
There was like this 30 seconds of just us looking at each other. And I go, are we
sizing each other up?
And I said, are we done? I went, because I'm fucking done. Are we done? And he doesn't say anything. And I turn around to walk away. And I turned around to glance just to make sure I wasn't going to get a knife in my back. and he was gone. And I had that gleeful yet horrible moment where I realized I was Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
You punks.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
I mean, I had all these thoughts go through my head like, wow, that was cool. I should have done that my whole life. You know? Instead of being a pussy.
I think that you have, though. That's the thing, I guess, that you, it surprises me that you feel that you haven't been doing that.
Yeah, maybe so.
I consider you a very outspoken, secure man in your verbiage.
Yeah, but I don't want to take a knife to the gut for a couple $100s. You know, I'd just as soon give somebody my money and take the loss. And, you know, because I...
What if he was going to let you keep your money if you gave him a blowjob?
Well, why didn't he say so?
If that was all.
I probably could have gotten some tax debt knocked off if I had stuff on my face.
Yeah. I've had the worst day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm behind in my taxes and I got schmeg all over my face. Can I have a break here?
Please.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, please.
Oh, I have to blow you too? Well, whatever. No, I just...
My taste buds are already deadened from the first experience,
and,
so...
And the thing that bothered me about it was I had such hate for this person. I mean, almost when we were sitting there staring at each other, where I was hoping he'd come at me because I wanted to beat the fucking shit out of him.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't know. Not good. Not good, really.
Have you thought about going to church and finding God? That seems to be the thing people do.
No, actually, I was thinking more about a therapist, but a professional.
Well,
you know, I really don't need to go to talk to another person that won't talk back to me. I really... and listen, I'm not shunning religion here. You know, it's like I have my own personal beliefs in God, but I've always kept that between me and God. You know, I've never really thought I had to jump through the hoops that some people jump through. How's that?
That's a fine answer. I give it an A.
Yeah, I mean, and I just call it God. I don't know exactly who I'm talking to, but I certainly think somebody's listening. How's that?
It's your mom. She's lurking around you all the time. She knows what you do in the bathroom.
Yeah. It'll never trump what
she knows
did.
What you do at night in bed. Yeah.
I know what she does at night in bed. So we're even. So anyway, you know, it's... And after my divorce, I did go see a therapist because of all kinds of guilt and stuff like that, you know. And
did you like it?
I did, because she was 71 years old. And she's seen all the shucking and jivers and the BSers, and I really felt like I could just tell her anything. I just felt like this woman wants no bullshit out of me. I can say whatever the fuck I want to her. And be.
I had also visited one, and I liked mine as well.
Yeah. I told her some horrible things, and she didn't bat an eye.
My chick, she was younger. She's, I'm going to guess, maybe in her 40s, maybe early 50s. And I was about to tell her something terrible and made a comment about, you know, I'm going to tell you something terrible. And she said I was a psychologist in a prison for many years. I don't think that you can shock me. And that made me feel a lot better about myself at that point.
Then 5 minutes later, she was in the fetal position. Oh, my God, Stacey.
No, she was pretty cool. She was just like, eh.
That's kind of what I said. And she just said, listen, you know, you you put up with this and you put up with that, and you did it for a long time, and a switch went off. Not only is that okay, it's normal. You're not supposed to, ingest something that you don't care for a long period of time.
Right.
So it's okay.
Did you come to any like conclusions? I mean, did you have like an ending, a wrap up to your sessions?
No, it just kind of got to the point where she looked at me and said, I can't help you anymore. We've talked all this out. She goes, I'm not sensing near the anxiety or guilt or any of that stuff you had when you came in. So I think you've processed all this.
Cool.
She goes, so I don't want to take your money anymore. She goes, you're a perfectly normal human being. I went, you're normal? She goes, you're functional.
See, I had, because I went in, I had things that I just needed to, you know, talk through, you know, just why people go in. And basically, I had two things. One, not to get all heavy and everything, but one, she told me that I was, in fact, raped. And then the second one was she diagnosed me with attention deficit disorder. And I was like, what? Where did this come from? This isn't anything to do with what I, so, yeah.
Never say what when somebody says you have attention deficit disorder. You look them in the eye and go, I heard exactly what you said and I've comprehended it.
Now so, I've got shiny, so sparkly so things to go look at.
So I do not. I do not, Linda. It's Lorna. Oh, yes, of course. So anyway.
That's just your narcissism. That's a...
Oh, yeah, she says I have some narcissism and, you know, little ADD thrown in and some, what was the other? Sociopathic.
Narcolepsy.
Sociopathic tendencies.
Do you really?
Yeah, because she says they're left over from the end of my marriage.
That would be your lack of empathy.
Yeah, she says she had a medical name for it, for being a part-time disorder or a created, you know, not a born with but a manifested state of mind. And I forget what she called it, but it was basically along the lines of, you know, your mind has done what it's had to do to cope with your situation is what happened. You know, which is why I was, you know, blatantly telling her everything I'm going to do, even though it was horrible.
Sorry.
I mean, I just wanted to, I didn't want to bullshit anymore. I just wanted to be truthful, and the truth was brutal, you know?
Right. No, that's what, if anyone ever goes to therapy, I mean, you have to tell yourself and make a deal with yourself when you go in that this is the time to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
This you don't pay money to lie to your therapist. No. You go in and you say exactly what's on your mind, no matter how awful or terrible it makes you look.
The reason why I went to begin with was my ex-wife asked me to go. And she actually found the person for me.
Well, that's kind of odd.
No. Because I was like, I don't need a fucking therapist. I'll go see one. I don't give a shit, but I don't need one. So fine, pick one out. I was wrong. She did wonders for me.
But, it is nice. I found myself looking forward to it, like, oh, I gotta go again this week, yay.
And it's not like she was reporting back to the wife once I was in there. She's like look,
this that you is, know of
no I know for a fact she wasn't, and if she was, I so turned her against her after the first two
You have to think, though, they hear things about everyone's spouses and exes and everything. From a professional standpoint, you just have to go, yes, wow, she's terrible, or wow, he sounds like a son of a bitch, you know, that kind of thing. You have to expect that.
No, I mean, there really wasn't much about her, in other than the reason why I was doing things. But it was kept on a professional level.
Did you tell her about your mom and the pictures? And did she laugh?
I think so at some point, yeah. I think I told her about everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think she went home at night and had alone time to me.
Oh, jeez. There's that narcissism.
No, that's egomania. Don't put narcissism on it. That's just plain full of myself. That's not narcissistic, is it? And if it is, who cares?
I think it kind of.
Oh, it's my sociopath.
It kind of all
side.
Goes together.
Yeah.
Just blame Sandy.
But well, of course. As she has blamed me, you know. So that's what divorce is.
Yes.
For the most part. But I hope she's doing okay. I do.
Your therapist or Sandy?
Both.
Okay, good.
Anyway, those are my two things there. That was what I wrote down to talk to you about. But you got cool stuff too.
I do, and I don't have the web pages open because, well, I don't want to use up valuable internet space. The
you can
first
open it.
One,
it's fine. This is
no, because I don't want to ruin this. We're so far into this now.
This isn't as crappy as your house.
Yes, maybe I'll have to do this from my mom's house from now on.
Looks that way.
What a pain in my ass! Is it so much to ask that you live, you know, I'm an hour and a half outside of Detroit. I'm 45 minutes from Saginaw, Michigan. It's not like I'm out 35 miles away from the nearest neighbor. Is it too much to ask for internet that
No.
will allow you to connect to two different devices to it at once?
I don't think it is, no.
Filled with hate right now. Hate, 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 hate.
All right, so anyway, I'm looking at your picture.
Uh-oh. And, oh, the NASA picture?
Yeah.
We've got two conspiracy theories this week for you folks.
Bring it on.
The first one, this was at IO9 where I found this story. I love stuff like this, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily believe everything, but I love seeing the conspiracy theories that other people find and have and what other people believe. And there's this picture that someone found from NASA. I don't know if you can go through archives. I don't know how people find these photos. But it's a NASA photo of the Mars rover, allegedly.
Maybe you should
post picture
this
was taken
on threesomepodcast.com.
Well, I guess I could do that.
We're on our Facebook page.
I could do that too, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
Well, and, I will get on that.
And do it before Monday.
When I get home.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Okay. How good am I, huh? Mr. Social Media.
You are Mr. Social Media and Delegator.
Mr. Sociopathic Media.
I smell a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
This picture, anyway, was allegedly taken in 2012, and it is the Mars rover took it itself, which, as you know, Mars rover is actually on Mars. At least that's what we all believe and think and have been told.
Yes.
So the Mars rover took this picture, like pointing down at the ground, so you can see its shadow. You see the Mars surface of the planet, and you see the shadow of the Mars rover. But you also see in this photo what appears to be a human leaning over it, working on the Mars rover. And it gets better because this humanoid object shape that's working on the Mars rover is in what looks like a spacesuit. You know, you can tell from the silhouette because it's just a shadow, except they don't have any kind of helmet on. You can see their hair.
Yeah.
Now, you're looking at the picture right now. Would you agree that that's a good description of the photo?
Yeah, the it looks like goggle, almost like a scuba diver would look if they were underwater, with no hoodie on or anything like that, just with the hair going and a mask is what it looks like to me.
Right.
But it does look like
so
hair.
What is your opinion of this? I mean, because that certainly is made to look like the Martian surface, correct?
Yeah, or a really bad driveway. But by the time you hear this, it'll be up on our Facebook page and on our website, because Stacy said so. And
yes.
And you can look for yourself, but it does indeed look like a dude's head. And it looks like he's pouring gas into it, like out of a jug or something. It's kind of what it looks like. And then
so what do you think?
Then up in the right looks like one of the silhouettes in Mystery Science Theater.
I love that show.
Yeah. Or RoboCop.
It's on Netflix. Yes.
And yeah, it's an intriguing picture. It really is.
Now, there are three theories. Let me see if I can remember them. The first one is that Mars rover is not even on Mars. We've all been duped, you know, kind of like what they say with the moon landing, with the flag waving and everything, that all of that was done here. So maybe, who knows, the Mars rover is just zipping around some big red warehouse somewhere. The next would be that we actually then have humans on Mars, that we have a secret outpost or base or colony or something. And that's what we're seeing, is that they, you know, are there and taking care of the little Mars rover. And the third one would be that aliens are taking care of our equipment for us as we explore Mars.
Yeah, we brokered a deal with the aliens.
The same ones that made that moon base with those dead bodies, yeah, and
you
stuff.
You know, like Microsoft brokers a deal with the poor unfortunate kids and they can't eat in Nigeria, because that's about the difference in superiority.
You
know,
yes.
Yeah. So I know Microsoft's gonna say, you know, we're gonna make a deal with them because they're of completely no use to us. That's the way I feel about the fact that we've made any deals with aliens, because if they're aliens and they can come here, they win.
Yes, because that's our biggest issue, is the traveling thing, great distances.
Yes, I think our thing is, these aliens find us and see what a big piece of shit our planet's become, and they want no part of it. It's like, God, this thing's been used up. It's like going out and seeing a bad piece of beach property.
Yeah.
Doesn't face the sun. What's getting? Fuck this. I think there's alien real estate people trying to sell it to other aliens.
I've got a planet to sell you.
Yeah, I think Century 27 Real Estate, well, you know, a couple of galaxies over, owns this piece of property. I think there's an alien in a gold jacket right now going, planet Earth is really cool. You can actually take it over and invade it, and it'd be kind of fun. You know, it's not
there's a bunch of squatters there right now.
Yeah, you don't have to look at 17 moons, and it's not 130,000 degrees. It's a very comfortable, you know, alien-inducing, you know, 98.6.
And they have water on the surface, not underground.
Yes, it'll be 3 million parsecs.
You're so space-agey.
Yeah.
Listen to you. It's like you're a sci-fi guy.
Uh-huh. I am a sci-fi guy. I love sci-fi. Yeah.
Well, then maybe, I've got a book for you to read. Maybe, I just read Last Hour of Gan.
Maybe they're like amazing, giant William Shatner fans. You know, they've been watching Star Trek. It's like
Galaxy Quest.
And he's doing all our negotiating for us. You could have this piece of property for next to nothing.
Fire.
Can we see the blueprints? Spock, bring me the blueprints.
I know the random Spock. Yeah.
Spock.
The weird.
Bring over the blueprints.
Weird emphasis he puts on his words as he's speaking. And then, of course, we can't forget about the infamous Shatner. She's in the pool.
Yeah.
She's at the bottom of the pool.
She's at the bottom of the pool.
Well, sir, did you try fishing her out? Did you try fishing her out?
No.
She's in the bottom of the pool.
No.
We shouldn't laugh. Well, she was an ex-wife, so.
And we interviewed him about a year later.
Did you?
And we ended up talking about horses.
Did you ask if they could have pulled her out of the pool?
No, but I did ask about the pool thing.
Oh, God. Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. I said, so, I said, obviously a year ago you had some personal issues with the whole swimming pool thing and all that. You doing all right? He goes, ah, yes, the pool.
She's still in the pool.
Yeah. There he goes, ah, yes. The pool.
The pool.
I went, yes, the pool. He goes, very dark time in my life. I try to forget about it, and these wonderful animals help me.
Until assholes like you bring it up again.
That's right. No, he had dressed. He's like, he goes, she was a wonderful woman. Wonderful.
That's why I divorced her.
Yeah. He goes, we just didn't.
Because wasn't she, they were in the process, or he had just, they were divorced and she hadn't moved out yet or something.
This is how good of an actor he is. He completely framed that whole thing as just a marital relationship that didn't work, but he adored her. And I believed him. I did believe him.
Well, good.
Yeah, which is why she was still living there. You know, he goes, out of all the, you know, romantic encounters I've had, you know, she was the most, I forget the word he used, but dramaless.
She had the tightest pussy. It tasted like peach.
We didn't compare pussies. But he just...
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. Hey, listen, we only had 7 minutes with him or whatever.
7 minutes with Shatner.
Yeah. It was about Boston Legal, which was a great
show. See, now
show.
I remember, and I consider this one of Scott's finest moments, was when the bass player from Loverboy drowned. And you guys were trying to talk about it. And Scott started playing Is It Turn Me Loose, which Loverboy song has that bass.
Yeah.
Starts playing that, and then the bubbles going blah, 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 blah. And there's bubbles.
We were so bad to dead people.
And then Mike Reno was in the studio, like, just weeks later, I think.
Yeah, we haven't changed much. this morning on the show, we were talking about the documentary that's coming out about the guy who made it with the dolphin. Have you heard about this?
Now, did he make it or did he just stroke it?
He said it seduced him. So I think he fucked the dolphin somehow.
I see.
And the dolphin's name is Molly or Dolly or something like that.
Oh, so it's a female.
Yeah, female
so
dolphin.
So he did the.
So I think,
okay, gotcha.
So it, right before we cut it off, it said, he says, it was a wonderful relationship. And he goes, I cut it off after about a year. And I said, I wonder if he dumped her because she smelled like fish.
Don't make fun of Molly the dolphin.
Yeah. Somebody else talked about, you know, him jizzing inside the dolphin. I said, there's a bunch of little sperm whales in there.
Nice.
We had all kinds of...
So is he in trouble? I mean, they turned it into...
Hope he didn't find the chocolate starfish.
Nice.
You got to get... you got to get the Limp Bizkit reference in.
Yes. So did he get in trouble? Or is he just, like, being open about this he's and being, now the police have no...
Yeah, there is no police. There's no dolphin police. Yeah, this is happening out in the water.
Well, I know, but I know that there was a guy... You know, people, you can take the boats out and you can scuba dive and stuff. And if you're lucky, then dolphins will come up and say hi. And there were like these people on a boat and a guy was out in the water talking to the people on the boat. And the dolphin came up and he stroked the dolphin because its erect flipper penis was right there. And he stroked it, was explaining that they like this. You know, it was almost like a how-to. And when they all got back to land, people like went to police and the guy got in trouble because it is a bestiality type thing.
Well, maybe in front of people. So unless they were out for it, but this guy was just like doing it himself. It was just the two of them. Just the two of us.
I can't do it.
I don't know what a dolphin jacking off sounds like.
Or, I don't know
or
either.
Fingered or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know it's wrong.
So I guess, have you seen this movie then? Or is it coming out and you haven't seen it yet?
No, it's coming out, I guess.
Because the way I understand it, like their vagina would be down underneath because they don't have a tail that lifts up like, say, a dog or cat. So he would have to be positioned in such a way, I would guess, so that they were facing each other, right?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch this now. Damn it. Is it going to be on Netflix?
I guess. I don't know. I have no fucking idea. Look it up on the internet. Here, I'll look it up on the internet while we're talking here.
Yes, you have fast internet.
Better known to you as just the internet.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, it's been working so far.
Yeah, your mom's internet's fucking amazing. Your internet sucks balls. Can't even do this show anymore if you stay home.
I know. Literally, we're at the end of the line. There's no one who lives past my house that has internet access.
But you need to call that lion, motherfucker.
Yes. Well, we recorded last week, and it actually went fine. And I had high hopes that maybe they had fixed things faster than what they said.
Yeah, it didn't go super fine, but it went okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't super great.
All right. That's why, folks, sorry, we only had two podcasts in January, because...
Guy gets
my internets
seduced by dolphins.
So how does a dolphin seduce, I guess? Does it rub? Does it cup?
It rubs against you, I guess.
Interesting.
Malcolm meets Dolly the dolphin and the sexual seduction begins. Okay, here we go. Well, I may even have some audio here. Okay, let's here's a minute 17. It looks like a trailer.
Let's see. Let me put the mic down here.
Okay, this is a commercial. Here, I can hit skip ad. There we go.
I was like, that doesn't sound like dolphin fucking.
Here we go.
So I struck out to the middle of the pen and sort of chased her around for a while. Finally, we ended up in the shallows. Very slowly, she came to the point where I could reach out and touch her. I started rubbing her forehead. She seemed to enjoy that. So I started rubbing her along her back and working my way towards her boobs, her tail. And as I was rubbing her, moving my hand towards her tail, Dolly was slowly rolling around her long axis so that by the time that I got midway down her body, I was rubbing her belly instead of rubbing her back. And she ran forward a little bit so that I was rubbing her genital slit, and then she stopped moving. And I thought, oh, this is embarrassing. I just didn't think that that was the kind of show that parents would be bringing their kids to Florida land to see.
You should see the pictures.
I can't see it, but the music's awesome.
It's DolphinLoverMovie.com.
Dolphin Lover Movie. See, now the beginning of that, if you didn't know he was talking about a dolphin, was really rapey.
Yeah.
You know, well, at first she was scared of me, so I started chasing her around the tank.
Creepy.
Until finally I had her trapped in the shallows.
Creepy fucking shit there. To say the least.
You know, I can tell you, I have dogs and cats, and my dogs, what dog? No, I don't. Dogs enjoy a good butt scratch, you know? They will move so that you're scratching their butt, but you know what? If they move just right, so that if my hand were to be anywhere near the puckered asshole, I'm just going to stop. I'm not going to go, wow, they moved their ass so that obviously they want my fingers right there. So I'm just going to scratch harder for them. Once you get to the genital slit of a dolphin, wouldn't you just stop scratching?
I didn't know till today they had a genital slit. I thought they were egg-laying bitches, you know?
No, they have babies. God. God.
They were like most fish and laid some eggs, you know, thousands of eggs, and a couple of them make it, you know, like turtles.
They are actually mammals, yeah. So they don't, they have live births.
Well, so are turtles, babe.
Turtles lay eggs.
Yeah.
They are reptiles, amphibians, whatever they are. They are not warm-blooded creatures. They're like a crocodile.
Yeah, listen, I don't know.
An alligator.
I'm not a fucking marine biologist. I don't know how.
Neither am I.
I just thought, you know, I eat sushi. I get fish eggs all the time. I just figured, you know, there's dolphin eggs. I was wrong.
No, there's not. They have little babies. They, when they give birth, and they have to nudge them up to the surface of the water so they can take their first breath.
I see.
It's quite beautiful until they drown.
They drown?
Well, they can if they don't make it up to the surface to take that first breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's amazing. I learned something today.
Well, congratulations, yeah. Flex.
Yeah, the threesome podcast rules.
Where's Bill Nye? Get him
on.
I'm
more like Costanza in the Seinfeld episode. Pulling the golf ball out of the blowhole.
Nice. That's not a blowhole.
Remember the whale that got beached, and he was hitting, Kramer was hitting golf balls into the ocean, and then the whale ends up beached, and Costanza trying to impress a girl gets up on top of it, and he finds a golf ball in the blowhole that Kramer hit, and he pulls it out and saves the whale's life, and convinces somebody he's a marine biologist. So he can get some pussy.
Well, good. I don't think I saw that episode.
It's a brilliant episode. There's so many brilliant Seinfeld episodes.
Yes. I still remember it was during the final episode, watching that, and there was the scroller across the bottom saying that Frank Sinatra had died, I think.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was. It's like,
I lost you.
I'm here.
What happened?
Are you still there? I don't know. I don't know if my cord.
Does your mom's internet suck?
Well, she's 2 miles closer to town than I am, so not quite as much.
It sounds about 2 miles closer. We're having less incidents here.
Yes.
Frank Sinatra.
Someday.
How fucking amazing is that? That's the panache that Frank Sinatra had. He even picked the biggest episode on TV at the biggest, you know, to die so everybody would know. Did that guy ever do anything wrong for his image? I don't think so.
Hi, you there.
Yeah. Don't fuck with
anything.
Sorry
about that. I'm trying not to. Our little buzzer did go off. We're at 55 minutes, just an FYI.
All right, well, cool. We'll go ahead and wrap things up and not push our luck. So,
Well, quick question. Do you have anything exciting going on with LT2?
We're going to be taking the schedule and doing more shows per day. I know that. And as soon as they get it reconfigured in the computer, music will be going away and it'll be nothing but everybody's shows, more and more shows.
Rock on.
Yeah.
And do you plan on adding any additional shows?
What I plan on adding is more. We'll probably do 2 shows a week, since people will get tired of 1 a week with 4 or 5 plays a day.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Well, I look forward to it. That will be more Lexi time for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And, besides, an hour doesn't seem to be enough to get all in we want to talk about. So
I know we didn't even get to talk about the guy who walks everywhere in Detroit. I'm bummed. I've got pouty lip now.
Can you wrap it up in 2 minutes?
Some guy in Detroit, lives in Detroit, works in like Rochester Hills.
Yeah, you cut out. See, I pressed our luck.
All right. I guess we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Next time I'll talk about the.
Save it for the next broadcast.
Yes.
Obviously the guy's a loser and he's even making our internet drop out.
Stop it. He was walking 21 miles a day to get to work. That should make Republicans happy that you got a guy who's working. Yes. Yeah. Stop it.
I personally would move closer to work, but that's just me.
You know, not everyone has that option. It's easy to say that, but not everyone has that option. I agree. But again, we don't know his circumstances.
Okay, Stacy, if you're going to try and make me feel bad, let's just go.
Okay.
We'll talk about this next time.
All right.
Or in the amount of time it takes him to walk to work 6 times.
Which is a lot of time. Mm-hmm. He leaves at 8 in the morning and gets to work at 2. So that he can work from 2 until 10 at night. Then he leaves, walks home, gets home about 4 a.m., sleeps for just literally a couple hours so he can be back on the street walking at 8 a.m. to get to work at 2.
And nobody at work gives this poor bastard a ride home or a ride to work every once in a while.
I don't know. He's been doing this for a while because he's doing it in the summer and winter.
What is it about? Maybe you should change your surroundings, don't you get, dude? Nobody wants to give you a ride. You live 21 miles away.
Well, first of all, Rochester Hills, depending on the parts there, that is where you start getting into the more ritzy, money-filled areas. So if he has more of a menial, not high-paying job, there's a good chance he probably can't afford to live in Rochester Hills.
I see. All right, well, my apologies.
So there is that. It's not all Detroit. You know what I mean? What you think of when you think of Detroit.
I just want to say I bought a bicycle for $300. A real nice
one. Does it massage your ass while you're riding it?
Well, it gets me places a lot quicker than walking.
Do you take it to work?
No.
Why not? You said you're just a couple miles away from work, aren't you?
Yeah.
Put bright orange on because you'll be driving in the dark in the morning and just go.
No.
Impress everyone with your bright orange attire when you get in.
Oh, fuck that. I got stuff in my car I need to bring up. I need my coffee. I need my luxuries. The fuck?
Well, you can. Can you not drive a bicycle with one hand? Got your coffee in one hand and then get a big basket in the front. You can put your laptop and everything right in there. There you go.
Anyway, Stacey, thank you for joining me today, as always, for our threesome podcast.
And thank you.
I don't mean to be condescending. Threesome podcast. suggestions.com.
You totally mean to be condescending, and that's fine.
I do someday, not.
Someday, you're going to wish you had thought of it and thought you'd gotten a big orange thing to wear so that it was reflective so you could wear it at night.
I want to thank Drew Hillis for the LT2 channel. I want to thank Stacey for irritating me, and she'll be back. She'll be back to do more of the same next week, along with me for Threesome Podcast 25. Until then, hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time on the Threesome Podcast.
Bye bye.